This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept from us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive our shortcomings. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us live till we see the end of Ramadan. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the blessing of being alive at the day of or the night of Al-Qadr. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Today we're going to look at what other deed or action I could do, I need to do, so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will love me. We talked about Allah loves those who are good doers. And we talked about that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who constantly repent and return back to Him after they sin. Today is we're going to look at a higher station that these two actions I did will lead me to that. And this is actually, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُتَّقِينَ. Allah verily loves those who have or who are always in a state of taqwa. What is taqwa? Constant state of taqwa. What is taqwa? Taqwa is actually a shield. Literally, the word means a shield, a barrier. And in Islamically or Islamic terminology, Islamically, I am going to say, al-muttaqi, the person who has taqwa, is that person who constantly have a shield, a barrier, put a shield between himself or herself and the anger, the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the displeasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And how do I do that? And why do I have to do that? Simply the first order, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered humanity, Ya ayyuhan nas, O people, u'budu rabbakum, worship your Lord, الذي خلقكم, the one who created you and the people before you, لعلكم تتقون. So you will achieve taqwa, the barrier. And that barrier, if I put it constantly, day and night, will protect me from the displeasure and the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's so interesting that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala used the word taqwa related to act of worship, related to human being and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the personal relationship. And he also referred to it when in relationship with his creation. And al-muttaqi, that person who attained taqwa, is that person who is usually Allah conscious. That's what I need to be. Allah conscious all the time. When I am alone, when I am with people, when I am with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala fulfilling what He wanted from me, when I am with the creation of Allah other than human beings, at-taqwa. And Allah put that in the Quran. Whether I am in state of, let's say, in marriage, Allah put, or divorce, Allah put the word taqwa. In case of transaction, Allah put the word taqwa. Put a shield between you and Allah and the wrath of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How do I do that? By being Allah conscious all the time. Simply, if I apply the first two things we learned, day one and day two, I am a good doer, number one. And then every time I am not a good doer or I didn't do the good deed to the best or to what Allah expect from me, and I return to Him by asking Allah for forgiveness and by not doing it again, I am actually a muttaqi, because I thought of Allah in every action I am doing. Is it pleasing to Allah or not pleasing? And if it is pleasing to Allah, did I do it to the best of my ability? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also said it in the Quran and gave three criteria. Al-muttaqeen, those who have taqwa. Who are they? And applies especially for the month of Ramadan. Al-ladhina yunfiquna fi sarra'i wa dharra'. Those who spend in time of prosperity and in time of adversity. When they have and when they don't have. And this is the month of Ramadan, the month of generosity. Al-ladhina yunfiquna fi sarra'i wa dharra'. This is between you and Allah, spending. Wal-kadhimina al-ghayza. This is between me and me when I control my anger. I control my anger regardless what people did. And wal'afina 'anil nas, and those who pardon and forgive people, this is with people. So taqwa applies to between me and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When I am performing my salah, my prayer, my saum, my fasting, my zakah, my giving my obligatory charity, any action that's between me and Allah, I always gonna try to be a muttaqi, Allah conscious. And then when I am alone, I am watching something, I'm looking at something, even I'm thinking what I am dressing, I always ask the question, is this is pleasing to Allah? And if it is pleasing to Allah, I am doing it. Then that thought of me thinking of Allah all the time, I am Allah conscious. I am a muttaqi. And the last thing I want to share with you is a statement to Al-Hasan al-Basri, who he said, anytime I was about to do something, whether external or internal, whether with me and Allah or myself alone or with people, and he said, and I never looked in with my eyes or heard something with my ears or walked with my legs, but I asked the question. That's the question we have to train ourselves. Is this pleasing to Allah or this is displeasing to Allah? If it is pleasing to Allah, I will go ahead and do it with no hesitation. And if it is displeasing to Allah, I will hold. I will stop. I will not do it. This is what I want, and you will try our best in Ramadan. Allah yuhibbu al-muttaqeen. Inna Allah yuhibbu al-muttaqeen. Verily, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves those who are constantly in a state of taqwa, Allah conscious. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all of those. Ya Rabbi, ameen. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.